Hey everyone, this is Dr. Christiane Anise, and today we're going to talk about partnerships and partnering up, because I swear to you, that is one of the cheat codes to success, is having a partner and not necessarily a romantic partner. Now, that's great if you can find that one, that, you know, hustler that has the same ambition as yourself, that has the same grit and the same grind, and there's intimacy involved and you can balance the two, good for you. But for those of you that may not have, you know, an intimate partnership, but at the end of the day, you have that friend, you have that associate, or you know someone that, you know, you wouldn't mind teaming up with or partnering with in order to reach your goals and help accomplish, you know, some things that you may have on your bucket list or your business list, all right? So today I want to talk about that, because what I've found in the 20 plus years of business is that you cannot do it on your own. And I've had this conversation, or I've spoke about this before on my podcast, but I wanted to loop back around and come back around to it, because I don't think people in the back really heard me when I said you need to partner up, link up with other like-minded individuals that you don't have to convince when it comes to entrepreneurship, that you don't have to wire, you know, and help them to understand the importance of being your own boss, the importance of leadership, the importance of, you know, understanding your audience and all of that stuff, building a community and all of that stuff. And when we talk about, you know, squashing our goals, smashing our goals and getting to the bag and all of that, or we say things like, I'm self-made, self-paid. No, boo. Any and every successful person that you've ever laid your eyes on has a team. They have people that are helping them, all right? Even Beyonce, we are on Beyonce's internet, child, and she even has a team, you know? Like, in order to become the star, you need people behind you that are pushing you up. You need that community. You need that partnership. And it doesn't have to be a multitude of people, and that's where people get it twisted. It doesn't have to be a lot of people, you know, because the people that I mentor, you know, a lot of people that I mentor, they always say things like, you know, I don't want to share my dream or my vision with someone else. What do you mean? Yes, the Lord has planted that seed in you, but at the same time, it needs to be nurtured. It needs to grow. And in order to do that, you have to allow others inside to help. You know, to help trim those edges and, you know, water that seed and help you grow, you know, tell you when you're right, when you're wrong, not be yes man all the time, you know, put you in your place, hold you accountable, all that good stuff. Because you can sit here and say, well, I can do that on my own. Yeah. And let's see how far you get. And I'm going to tell you this because I tried it. I tried to be that, oh, I got it. I could do it on my own. I can do my own website. I can do my own marketing. I can do my own graphics. I can do my own this. I can do my own that. Yes, I'm capable of doing all of these things. And I'm sure you're capable of doing a lot of things. But that does not mean that you should be doing all of those things. It's just great that you're capable of doing it. So if and when, because it's going to happen, you don't have someone there to do X, Y, and Z, you can jump in as a boss and do it yourself. But as a true boss, as a true successful person, a true leader, you have to put yourself in position of power. And in order to do that, you have to partner up. You cannot be afraid to allow someone else to come in and help you. And I'm not just talking about a mentor or a coach, because you need those too, but someone, like I said, like-minded, not someone you have to convince, but someone that's like-minded, that understands your vision, understands your goals, and kind of has the same. And it's okay. You know what I'm saying? If the synergy is there, go for it. Quit being so worried about, oh, they're going to take my idea. They're going to, whatever it is that you're working on, I can almost guarantee, and I don't even need to know what it is. I can almost guarantee someone's already done it. And if it's never been done before, let me tell you a little secret. If it's never been done before, that's not always a good thing, because that means that there hasn't been a market for it. Or it could just mean that someone hasn't thought of it. But it also is going to mean that it's going to be very, very hard for you to rank when it comes to that whole success thing. Because in order to market something that's never been done before,
that means you got to convince people that this is this and that they need it and that it's going to be a harder sale. Let's just put it like that. Okay. Because it's already hard to just sell in general, but you're talking about something that's never been done before. Yeah. So I always tell people, especially if you're new to business, don't always try to go for the never been done before. Go for the things that have been done before. So at least you can go out there and do your market research. You know what's needed, what's not needed, what's working, what's not working, and how you can improve it. And also go out there and find like-minded people or a person or partner that you could bring on board. Have your NDAs, your non-disclosure agreements. I won't even allow someone to tell me their idea without an NDA or without at least saying, hey, do you have an NDA? And then people will be like, what? What do you mean an NDA? Don't sit here and try to tell me your next idea or your next move or can you read this and can you read that without a non-disclosure agreement? And the fact that you may not even know what that is says a lot because you have not done your homework. You just want to take this idea that has been planted into you and make it grow just because. And let me tell you right now, because I'm a very transparent and very truthful person, it takes thousands of dollars to become your own boss. And I mean thousands of dollars. I've went broke more than once, okay? I've went broke more than once trying to become my own boss. All right. Now, it may not have looked like it, but hey, at the end of the day, like I said, I'm being truthful, guys. All right. It's nothing like, you know, looking in your bank account and being like, damn, like I really went hard on that dream and that vision trying to do it by myself and went broke. All right. So I'm telling you, so you guys don't have to go that route. Like, seriously, why take 10 years to do something when it can only take you 6 months if you just listen to the people that have been there before you? You know, that's why I got into coaching and mentorship, because it's like, dude, why would I allow my people, if I care about them so much, why would I allow them to have to go through all of these obstacles when I've already went through it and I can tell them this works, this doesn't work, and yada, yada, yada. Like, I can help make it easier for you to transition from a consumer to actually a boss, you know, because there's more to it than just throwing that name out there. You know, everybody think they're a CEO because they have an LLC or something. No, that does not make you a CEO. There is so many parameters that you have to achieve and have to get around before you can technically really be a CEO. All right. But that's a whole nother podcast. But for today, I just want to say, quit being afraid to link up. Hell, I'm open for partnerships if it makes sense. And don't come to me and partner up with me just to get information or think that I'm going to do the work. I've been around for way too long and I can tell those type of people from a mile away. And I may let you get a little close, but trust and believe, I got my eye on you and I know how to move with you. You cannot get over on me. All right. Whatever I let someone do is because I let them do it. All right. So at the end of the day, it's just like, I'm not saying to not, you know, be 10 steps ahead, but at the same time, it's like, okay, don't be so rough around the edges when it comes to allowing someone in to help you turn your dream into reality and to help you reach and accomplish those goals, because it's not going to be just your mentor or your coach. It's going to be your accountability partner. It's going to be that partner that you have by you that you can call up and say, hey, girl, hey, like, man, I've been having a horrible day. Can you talk? You know, something like that, to where it's, you're not a burden or they're not a burden on you. You know, it's reciprocated. And understand that it is a relationship, business relationship. And if it is with a partner that you're intimate with or whatever, just make sure that your relationship is strong enough to, you know, outlast those times that come along, because they will, especially when it comes to business. There's going to be times where that line, you're going to have to be able to distinguish, okay, business and personal, because when we say it's business and not personal, a lot of people get offended by that. And I don't know why, because you have to be able to separate the two. You have to be able to know, okay, this is business and this is personal. They're not doing this because they personally feel a certain type of way about me. They're doing this because they're a business owner. Of course she's going to charge me full price. I don't care if I've known her since kindergarten. This is a business, you know? or I don't care if that's my woman or my man or whatever the case. Not to say I don't care, but right now we're handling business. When we get home, we'll jump into the whole relationship thing. That's what I tell people. If you can't really separate the two, don't do it. You do your own thing, let them do their own thing. But the best person to have in your life is somebody that's going to support you, uplift you, pray over you, pray for you, you know, hold you accountable. Is not your yes man. Don't tell you yes all the time. Actually check you and put you in your place when you are doing things that you shouldn't be doing, or when you start getting in your own way, they help you to realize that and get you out of that funk. Those are the people you need around. Those are the partners you need to have, especially if you're an entrepreneur, because we need different type of partners intimately and just, you know, as socially, because we think different. We're wired different. We're constantly on the hunt to achieve goals. We're constantly on the hunt to elevate, to help other people. We're always focused on in hustle mode. All right. And I know I can get an amen out there, because sis, you already know, if you're a real true hustler, a real true entrepreneur, the grind never stops. It never stops. All right. And so for you to have a partner, they need to understand that. And if they don't, it's not going to work. So, you know, pray over it, you know, ask for discernment when it comes to the people that are coming into your life, you know, ask the Lord to, because I'm not religious, I'm just very spiritual, but ask whoever you pray to, you know, please remove the people who do not belong and replace them with the people who do, because those are the people I need. I don't need people around me, Lord, that do not belong. I don't need people around me that are not part of my mission here. You know, I'm here to be of service. So at the end of the day, if these people are not on the same mission or same path as me, please remove them to the side and replace them with the people that I need, you know, amen. All right. So moving forward today, I want you to really think about it, like really think about who would be the greatest partner, you know, for you when it comes to your business, the way you think, like who have you identified to be that person? And I'm only saying one person, because start with one person, see how you can actually work with one person first before you start building a team. All right. I'm just thankful and grateful to God that I have my mother. She's been my business partner since I've been born, you know, and everybody know Mama Kim. And at the end of the day, it's like, I'm just thankful and grateful because everybody does not have that, you know, and I pray to God and I thank God every day for that. But I'm telling you this, that if I didn't have that partnership, if I didn't have her, you know, I would probably not even be here having this podcast right now, because she is the one that pushes me. She is the one that holds me accountable. She is the one that tells me, you know, you're doing this wrong, or get out your feelings, get out your own way, stop self-sabotaging, all of that stuff. So that's why I'm telling you guys, you may not have that mother or, you know, father figure or whatever, but you have somebody in your life that you can reach out to that can do the same thing for you. So today, please, if nothing else, figure out who that person is or who those people are. Connect with them and get things going. Let them know. Be very transparent about your goals, about what you want to do, about your vision and all of that. And come to the table and make something happen. All right. So this is my assignment to you today. I hope that you received this message in a positive way. Until next time, this is Dr. Christiana Nice. Talk to you later. Bye.